36 seconds, the three fuel cells went off. At 1+42, two fuel cells were online, and at 1+70, or I'm sorry, that's 142 seconds, two fuel cells were online, and 170 seconds, the third one came on.
Okay, we've been trying to remember it ever since launch. We haven't been giving it a lot of thought since we left Earth orbit, but we were trying to think about it right now. We couldn't remember where we got it back on.
Roger. Did they indicate barber pole after that 36 seconds?
Oh, yeah. They indicated barber, all six up at barber pole, and fuel cell 1, 2, 3 light were on, and AC bus 1 and 2 light were on, and AC bus 1 and 2 overload were on, and fuel cell bus disconnect was on. Main bus A undervolt, main bus B undervolt, and every one of those things were on.
I've also looked at the malfunction procedures, and there's nothing that covers that particular series of lights.
We knew there wasn't. The funny part about a situation like that, if you get, let's say you get, for example, a fuel cell and an AC overload the main bus undervolt, you don't work on the fuel cells because you know the problem is probably down in the AC somewhere, so you start the AC. And that's sort of what we did. We started working down the AC, and they were all good. Then we went up to the overload. They looked good. Then we went to the mains. They looked pretty good, except undervolt. Then we finally got the fuel cells. I didn't have an idea what to do.
That looks like we've got another page in a malfunction book.